Hey guys, what's up? It's your girl Queen T back with another episode of Raw Unfiltered. I know we've been gone for a minute. You know, August was crazy. I had my birthday, vacation, Beyonce, my aunt's great Gatsby party. We were so busy, so I do apologize that we left you guys out for a little drought, but I promise we won't do that again. We'll definitely try to check in with you guys at least 2 to 3 times a month. But we're back now, so that's all that matters. Today we're going to talk about some things that's been trending on social media over the last couple weeks. Today in particular, however, I seen t-shirt beef is what they called it. Now, Buffalo has a lot of talent, a whole lot of talent, and I just feel like if we just all stand together, we can be so much more. We can do so much more, but everyone's so divided, and it's just like it's annoying, but you know, to each his own. It is what it is. However, this t-shirt beef, before we even get into that, I want to shout out a few of my favorite local clothing lines. Ambitious Behavior, No Role Models, Flea Clothing, Gawaji, 3LR, Poem, More Money, Less Violence. I love you guys. Everyone go check their stuff out. Nice hoodies, sweatsuits, t-shirts, you know, they do it all. as far as this t-shirt beef, though, it was with Hit Hator. I probably said it wrong. If I did, I apologize. But it was with him and I'm Living B. Tyree, have you seen the t-shirt beef?
Yeah, I've seen that bullshit.
So, I think what happened now, please don't quote me, but I think what happened was Jadakiss was spotted wearing one of the I'm Living B t-shirts, and someone made a comment or a post saying I'm Living B is way over Hator, which I don't really feel like just because someone of like some type of famous stature wears something that means that the other clothing lines are not that same great value, especially if you started your clothing line from the very bottom. Not even a clothing line, you started anything that you gave your all to from the very bottom, whether it's a clothing line, a podcast, whether you're a rapper, singer, producer. Please don't be a rapper. Oh my God, rappers. I'm so tired of rappers. Singer, producer, dancer, author, like whatever it is, like if you started it from the bottom and you gave your all and you did it by yourself, I think that alone sets you in a different category versus someone who handed everything to you on a silver platter and said, here, it's done. All I need you to do is put your face to it. You know what I mean? So I don't know, Tyree.
It's so hard for you to take off or do anything productive in Buffalo. Because this is a fucking hating ass city. And I hate to say it, you know, born and raised all day, but this is a hating ass city. You don't never see nobody be like, yo, that shit was tight, or his shit was tight, or go look out. Like, nobody supports each other. It's always some shit like today, or my shit better than yours, and I got this amount of people wearing my shit, and I got this amount of people wearing my shit. Like, I don't know. We could be so much more uplifting, but this is a hating ass city.
Buffalo has so much talent. And if we did just stick together, like, it would be amazing what we can do as a community. But it's unfortunate that people pick sides. Like, okay, I could see you pick a side with, like, your favorite artist. I mean, yeah, your favorite artist. Because, you know, like, music is different from clothing, at least. Shit, I think
even,
so
even music, like, this is niggas been hating on music too. Like, I know people that have been making music since like 05 06. I know people that should have took off as rappers, as groups, but this town is just so hateful. It's like niggas will never prosper, or niggas will never get where they need to be because, you know, everybody hating. I mean, shout out to Benny and them, you know, they made it. Ah, man, but man, look how long it took Benny to make it, because this town is fucking hating. Like, shit gotta get better. It gotta get better. It's the only way up.
Like, I never thought I would see the day that I get on Facebook and they fighting over t-shirts. Like, I don't necessarily think that the people who were the comments that I were reading, it was not necessarily the person who made either line, but it was just like people in the town saying, oh, well, this one's better, this one's better. Like, what makes that one better? I'm pretty sure both of these guys started from the bottom, worked their way up. Like, how can you define what someone went through to get where they are today as you doing it better or I'm doing it better? Like, let's just say I had one podcast and Tyree had his own podcast. I can't say that mine's is better than his just because it get more plays or whatever. That doesn't necessarily mean that, because like I feel like the support in Buffalo is whack, but that's a whole other topic and please don't take me there.
Please don't. Not today. Let's not get her started today, man. But like, I mean, like I said, man, like both clothing lines, apparently, you know, I guess, you know, they're quote unquote the top two in the town. So, but it's just the support, man. Like, even look at I'm Living Being Gwaji. They about to go to Houston. But linked up, you know what I mean? They linked up together to do that. So, on a different plateau, you know what I mean? They should, you know what I mean? If anything, they should bring people in. It shouldn't be no hate, man. The hate shit gets you nowhere.
Like, they can do, like, a fall combination line or whatever. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, just so, and I think like that would be so awesome if this turned out to be something like that nobody expected. Like, if the Hator, I know I'm saying that wrong, I'm sorry, but if him and the I'm Living B duel came out with like a, it ain't even got to be a whole line, just like a few shirts or like some sweatpants or whatever, just, you know, putting a work together, whereas it's like, okay, now y'all can't say who better because now we did it together type thing.
Sound good, but once again, Buffalo, New York, 716 is where we live. So, I mean,
say, but you know what? When I go out of town, I'll tell people I'm from the city.
You a traitor.
I don't even say I'm from Buffalo. Like, I was at work. I was at work today, and another insurance company called us, and they was like, oh, where are you located? I was like, oh, New York City. He was like, oh, that's cool. Yeah. Big Apple.
Yeah. What part? See, but then you get to the niggas that's really from the city, and they go hit you with what part? Oh, what street?
Oh, my goodness. That's just because, like you said, like, the support in Buffalo, it doesn't go a long way. So it's just like, what do you do? People can't do what they want to do because it's like you always have somebody that's going to judge you, that's going to ridicule you, that's going to have something to say. I mean, but that's with anything, but it's like in your hometown,
you gonna always have a hate regardless. Facts. There's always gonna be a hater somewhere, but the hate is such in great numbers here, it's impossible. Like, it's impossible to do anything and then have the good support system behind you. So it's like, I mean, it goes about the people you know, and then like you gotta look at it like everybody that really got a clothing line from this part of town or that part of town. So it's like, ah, I'm not rocking his shit because I'm from over here, and
right.
It's so much bullshit wrapped into it.
Like, and furthermore, we too old for that. Man. We is too old for that. Niggas is pushing 30. Like, if you ask me, I'm going to tell you I'm 30. Because if you round, that's the closest number that you're going to get.
I'm not rounding shit.
Nigga, you 30. You going to get AARP before me.
Nigga, I'm 28. I'm not rounding.
Oh, you're definitely 30. You're going to.
2 years.
Nah,
man.
Bro.
I ain't rounding shit.
Nah. But, like, that you made a really valid point. If somebody's from uptown or somebody's from downtown, they don't want to be seen wearing the clothing line that's from the opposite area, which is mad corny to me. Like, we grown. Like, and at the end of the day, I guess that's what it all boils down to. But, you know, I don't know. Like, for real, I think it's dope that Jadakiss was wearing somebody's t-shirt. But also, Brianna, she has the clothing line, Ambitious Behavior. She had Sierra from Love & Hip Hop with her shirt on. And I thought that was pretty dope. But, you know, I didn't see any posts. Well, I didn't see any. You know, saying, oh, my clothing line is the best clothing line in Buffalo. You know what I'm saying? Like, she was mad humble. She was just basically saying, you know, I work for this and I'm so happy that somebody recognized it, blah, blah, blah. And she was happy. It wasn't necessarily like, okay, I have this clothing line and don't no other female clothing person in Buffalo who has a clothing line have anything on me. It wasn't like that. So I don't know if it's like a guy versus girl thing or just necessarily like a Buffalo thing.
It's definitely not a guy versus girl thing, because I know 999 women that sell bundles, and I seen hate with the bundle shit too. Like, it's just, everybody that put out a product gonna automatically think their product is great. So, you know.
As you should.
But I'm not, you know, if even if your product ain't great, I'm not gonna hate and be like, oh, now that shit trash. I'm not gonna publicize that shit. I'm gonna put, you know, I'm gonna say it amongst people, but I'm not gonna be like, oh, now that shit trash. Don't buy it, blah, blah, blah.
But like, what makes it trash? Like, what makes you say that it's trash? Is it the quality? Is it that you don't like the person? Is it that you don't like where they are or where they come from? Like, what you, who are you to define somebody else's, like, what they worked hard for, what they pulled out the mud and made their own? Who are you to say it, though?
That's them fake, famous social media people that don't got shit to
do. That shit don't got nothing. That shit don't mean nothing. It don't amount to nothing.
Fake, famous social media people that don't got a 9-to-5 that be on Facebook all fucking day. That's their job.
Well, you know what? They're not getting paid for that shit. So, quite frankly, if you ask me, that's not really, it doesn't really matter. Because who are you to tell somebody who worked hard, who worked from every little stitch in their logo to picking out the colors and getting the size? Like, you can't tell somebody that they shit whack because you don't like them as a person, or you don't like where they come from, or, you know, because you heard your friends don't like it. Like, that's corny.
On the same note, yeah, you know, I mean, I do see people talk about how people conduct business.
Now, and
how
that they, I agree.
And, you know, the quality of their product. Like, you know, some people might have a shirt, wash the shit, and then the motherfucker stitch it fall off. Like, you never know. Like, you know, it's all about the quality and how you conduct yourself as a business person. Like, you can't be a hood, ratchet-ass nigga all the time. You gotta conduct yourself as a business person if you're trying to sell a product to anybody.
I definitely agree with that. Now, I'll say this. I have brought a item of clothing from a local clothing person that I will personally never spend my money with, only because the simple fact of I washed my shirt and I couldn't fit it the second time that I washed it. But I wasn't out there bashing them like, I don't buy they shit. That shit is polyester. It's not real cotton. Like,
first of all, sidebar, if they not putting they shit on a rich cotton shirt, I don't want it.
But shout like, rich cotton. I'm just saying, like, it's stuff like that. Like, you can... Now, I told my friends, like, yeah, girl, I brought this t-shirt and I only wore it one time when I washed it. Like, it shrunk.
If the tags say Gideon or anything that you get out the Arab store, they not spending the quality on a t-shirt.
Now, that's something you can say that you dislike, or, nah, you know... That's
definitely what, yeah, I dislike.
Or even a simple fact of I've also brought something for someone and the way that they handled their business, I didn't agree with. So I said, you know, I'm just not going to spend my money here anymore. Now, with your money, you can spend it wherever you see fit. Just because everyone is talking, because this person is maybe a little bit more Facebook famous than the other, or this person name, you know, ring bells around here or whatever the case may be, that doesn't mean that they're the top dog on, you know, above all others. They don't mean that at all. That just means that, you know, that name just whatever, but that don't mean shit. Like,
fake famous.
That's what I was trying to be nice. I wasn't trying to say that, but you know,
fake famous. You got it, man. No sugar coat. You gotta let them have it.
I guess that's raw and filtered, right?
Fake famous, man. You make yourself important when you're really not that important. Like, it is what it is. He's just on at that point. But I mean, all that shit gonna turn into is, it's gonna turn into a lot of negative shit. Them men gonna have words, and they might motherfucking fight over this shit. Like, where it's enough platform for everybody from Buffalo to eat.
It's enough money for everybody to eat. It's like, I swear to God, when I first started this, I'm like, don't nobody got a podcast in Buffalo. We're the only ones. And then every time I turn around, it was another podcast. But I wasn't like, oh, don't listen to their shit. I'm like, okay, I'm going to subscribe to this podcast. Even if they don't subscribe to ours, like, I will still subscribe. I will still listen. I will still tell my friends, like, oh, girl, you want to hear something good? Go listen to such and such. Like, it doesn't have to necessarily be so negative all the time.
You can check our stats, man. I mean, every show we record, every episode from visual to audio, like, we don't throw salt. We don't throw shade. You know what I mean? If anything, we support anybody. So
that's a fact.
We ain't never say, oh, yo, don't check they podcast out because they doing this or they doing that. Or no, nah, man, support them people. Man, they from Buffalo. They trying to get it like we trying to get it. So, man, big ups to them. We ain't no haters.
Facts. Big facts. Now, we're going to switch the lanes a little bit here. I read somewhere that, now, don't quote me on numbers, but I read somewhere that there are over 40 homicides in Buffalo. We only in September.
We got 3 more months.
Over 40. Now, this is what I don't understand. This no snitching and stop snitching and all this other extra snitches get stitches or whatever the saying is. Like, the only thing I think about when I see stuff like that is, what if that was your family member? Like, how would you feel if that was your family member? Like, would you necessarily want somebody to be like, oh, no, don't say nothing, don't say nothing? No, you want answers. You want justice. You want to be able to, once you lay that person to rest, you want to also have peace. If you have a, if, let's say something happened and y'all don't know who did it, and you go on and you have the funeral and everything, you're not necessarily at peace because you still don't know what happened. Like, we got to get it together. We only in September. That's all I can, like, I can really think about. Like, we're only in September. And Buffalo ain't but so big. Like, everybody know everybody. So that means everybody. And everybody got that one nosy ass neighbor that be in her window. But you know what? Now that I think about it, she probably damn scared too.
Yeah, she ain't saying shit.
Because of...
that code of conduct so bad. But you know, when it comes to that shit, that homicide shit just out of control completely. Like,
everywhere.
They need to get that shit together, period. Like, we ain't as bad as Chicago, but nigga, we in the running. It's a couple years we done made the top 10 dangerous cities to go to, man.
Yeah.
Like, that shit's sad. Like, I mean, as a community, as people, we gotta do better. I don't, like, we gotta switch shit up. Like, I don't know, man. It shouldn't be this much beef in the world. Like, to the point where, I don't know, niggas need to get back to throwing the hands. Mm-hmm. Anybody can shoot somebody, motherfucker. Fight me. I don't, that's honor. That's code of conduct, man. But it's these young boys, though. So you really can't, that's out of my lane. Out of my generation. It's these young boys.
But when you think about it, like, okay, so boom. Over 40 homicides in Buffalo. How many of these people have children that's now growing up with no father or no mother or...
And look at the 2 girls that got killed. I don't know their lifestyles. I don't really personally know them, but you know, you taking a mother away from her kids.
Right.
Like, that shit's sad. Like, as a city, we got to do better. Like, I mean, like I said, I don't know what, you know, what the situation may have been at hand or anything, or, you know, even if, you know, why that happened, but so many stories, so many politics. I'm not going to get into all that shit. We'd be over here talking forever. But, man, we got to do better. Like, somebody know what happened. So
I always thought women and kids was off limits. No, that's always.
The real G code. These young boys don't know that.
Women and kids off limits. I can't even say
young boys. Some people don't know that. You got to look at it. A lot of people done came home this year, so.
I mean, I'm not saying that to say, like, killing another man is valid. So, please don't get that wrong. But, like, women and kids, they off limits. And that shit, these kids not playing fair. That's the whole thing. They're not playing fair. And it really goes back to what you said. Like, the generation under us, like, these niggas is wild. That's the ones who got the tattoos on their face, waving the gun all in the camera, popping Molly, doing Xanax, all that weird shit. Like, I don't know. You know what? I think it's the music. It's that damn little Uzi, that little Vert. Like, yo, it's the damn music. It gotta be.
It's the lifestyle. Like, you know what I mean? That's just...
the lifestyle that they don't live, that they want to... they want to try to.
They shouldn't want to. That ain't nothing fun about that shit. I got nephews and little brothers that age, and they don't look at it, you know. They don't look at life because they don't have to endure that shit because I went through it for them, so they don't have to ever come across shit like that. So it's really how you raised. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you don't got no,
that's a fact.
You don't got no figure in your life telling you what's wrong or what's right, because if I see any of them niggas in the street, I'm on that ass, nigga. Best believe that. I'm gunning for mine. Because y'all don't have to go through what I went through. It was the same with me, nigga. Them niggas caught me out there doing whatever, blah, blah, blah. My uncle's pulling up. Yeah, man, get your ass in the car. Straight like that. It's a code of conduct. Some people, and people was raised different, so.
But what about the people who don't have that fatherly figure or the big brother or even the uncles around? So then they deter from the home standpoint. And as women, we can't teach a boy how to be a man. So if they don't have that father figure around or whatever, like, they gonna turn to the streets. And you laugh when I say the music, but I really think that this music that these kids listen to is just poisoning their fucking minds. Like, I really, really think that it's so toxic that they're trying to display this image that they really, it's not even about. Like, it's sick to me. Like, I don't know. I listen to K. Michelle, so shit, I don't know. I'll be over here crying, drinking wine. So, I can't even really tell you, nigga, but
Kimberly ain't no saint neither.
Nigga. Kimberly ain't no saint, but if she ain't out here fucking rapping about guns, well, the worst she'll rap about is, nigga, you do me wrong, you gonna end up dead. Okay.
Facts me that. Yeah,
listen. Facts me that. No, okay, so she might necessarily not say dead, but like, you know, you're gonna pay for what you've done. But Kimberly's music is not poisonous.
It's not, but it's a different generation of, it's a different generation of kids. Like, I don't know half of the motherfuckers they listen to. Don't get me wrong, I listen to some of the music, but half of that shit they listen to, nah.
I think for me personally, the most gangster I get is Gotti and Meek. And that's not even real, like, real, real gangster for real, for real. That's like, me. I think Meek might be a little more gangster than Gotti. Just a little bit.
Gotti from Memphis. That's all them niggas do.
Meek from Philly.
I know, but I'm just like, you talking about gangster. I don't think Meek is more gangster than Gotti.
But Meek been in jail more times than Gotti.
What the fuck that mean? That don't mean shit.
He a gangster.
Because you been in jail more times than me don't mean shit.
I don't know. But like, just tie it back to what we actually originally was talking about. Like, we got to get this homicide shit under control. Because like, I'm so scared. I'm so, so scared to fucking have a child. God forbid. And I get a phone call that my son or daughter has been murdered, I'm gonna lose my fucking mind.
You can blame the city, but it's really everywhere. So you could blame the city, but everybody be like, oh, I'm tired of Buffalo, I gotta get up and move. Nah, the shit is everywhere. Yeah,
shit does happen everywhere.
Everybody that camp up and go to Baby Buffalo and go to Charlotte, it's the same shit out there.
In Atlanta.
Everybody camp out there, go to Atlanta, it's the same shit out there. Anywhere you go.
I mean, it's just everywhere. It's different when it hits home, though.
Yeah, big time.
It's different when it hits home because, like, Buffalo is a lot smaller than Charlotte, a lot smaller than Atlanta. So, like, everybody may not know everybody. Like, the communities probably don't, you know, it's more space to move around. Buffalo ain't but so big. So, all the shit that they have going on, and it impacts us as a community negatively.
Right.
So, it's like, that's why I don't go to the Juneteenth. When the Gus was here, I don't go there. And they fucking moved the Gus out to West Bubba Fuck because you niggas don't know how to act. And I don't even blame them for that.
It's only in Grand Island.
Nigga.
It ain't that far. It's over a bridge. That's it.
First of all, I don't drive over nobody's bridges, okay?
Punk
ass. I don't drive over nobody's bridges. But it's just, like, it's stuff like that that makes you sit back and think, like, damn. Perfect example. Boom. I seen this video. These girls was fighting in Walmart. Like, bro. This is Walmart. There's a time and place for everything. Like,
I can't. Well, if we're going to get on that, I can't. I agree. It's definitely a time and place and everything. But if you got an issue with somebody and you ain't
seen
them.
You don't do no shit like that in Walmart. Like,
if you ain't seen them.
At least wait till you get outside. They was in the store knocking over figures and all shit.
You can't even wait, man. So that's why I say I get it, but I don't agree with it. I get it, though.
If you wanted to get that person that bad, leave your car or cash your shit out, whichever you prefer. When you get outside, you can wait. That person, it's only one way in, one way out.
Bruh, I know this girl that was on Facebook and found out where this girl was at. Went to where she was at. This is a perfect ample opportunity. This is the only time I'm going to catch her. Nigga, tore coyotes up.
You don't do shit like that.
That's how some people operate. Yeah, granted, it was a girl, but that's how some people operate.
I mean, it was in the video. It was girls fighting. But, like, you don't do shit like that. Like, there is a time and place for everything. And I think, yet again, as a community, that shit gives us such a bad fucking look. Now, if they say, like, boom, all them fights that be happening in the mall. If they were to say, if you don't work in the mall, and if you are a person of color, you can't come to the mall between the hours of, I don't know, time the mall open at 10, between 10 and let's just say 3, and then 5 and 9.
First of all, they would never say if you're
a person of color. I'm just giving an example.
That motherfucker, Jesse Jackson, all the bitches down here.
Because the fucking gallery will be on fire, I'm pretty sure.
Colin Kaepernick, everybody.
Not Colin Kaepernick. I think that was really dope what Nike did with him, though.
It was.
That was dope. So many people were so mad. But that, you know what? It's cool.
Fucking retards out here burning their sneakers.
Listen.
These motherfuckers are stupid.
Let me tell y'all, I was so irritated. I was at work and people were talking about it. I feel like, you know, certain things that you don't talk about in work, religion, politics.
That's it.
Don't talk about them at work. But this particular topic with the whole Nike and Colin Kaepernick thing, I feel like this is a topic that shouldn't have been talked about at work either. The guy was saying, oh, Nike's going to lose so much money. I swear their stock's going to go down. Nike went up, I think, 32%, like something around there, and that's the thing. Y'all still out here spending money to go buy it. Like the dude, I want to say it was in Rochester, he went to go buy something and burnt his whole fucking house down.
Yeah, I seen that. Dickhead.
But you know, that's what he get. And you know what, I don't even feel bad for him at all, because it's like, my nigga, you're that mad. But you see, Nike had already been paying Colin Kaepernick. They've been paying him for a minute. He was already on payroll. They were just waiting for the right time to put his face out there. So, like, but the whole thing is, so the one guy's like, I'm just going to stick to my Chuck Taylors. Me and my smart ass mouth. I said, too bad Nike owned Chuck Taylor, but you know what? Do your thing. Do what makes you happy. Like, you know what? That's a whole nother topic that we just not even going to get into. But even if you didn't want to wear Nike, you got crazy ass Kanye, the face of Adidas. You got Meek, who fucking been arrested more times than we can count, the face of Puma. Like, what's the man's name with the hat, what's his name,
who, Jay-Z?
No, Pharrell, who he got, Adidas?
Yeah.
Oh, he's Adidas. But like, they have all these black people as faces of these big ass names. You don't see Nike and Adidas fighting on Facebook. The fuck are you niggas fighting on Facebook for?
Because it's a platform for all of them to eat. But they not, the people don't understand that. You can't understand that. You know, that's a different plateau. It all comes to a mental thing. That's a different plateau. They know it's lame for us to eat. Like, regardless of what we do, we know it's lame for us to eat. Niggas is still going to buy Nike. I buy Nike. I'm still going to buy Adidas. I love Yeezys. Going to keep buying them. Like, I don't got no problem with it. Like, even going back to the t-shirt shit, man. They could have had a t-shirt and they could have put both their names on. I'm Living B, X, Hator. And they could have came out with some sweatpants. Shit would have been dope. But niggas don't think like that, because niggas be in their own lane and niggas greedy and they only want to eat themselves.
That's a fact. That's a fact. I mean, but shit, that's... We already knew that. And it just boils back down to the whole fact of the support. I wonder how many people, you know, I'm going to look into this and I'm definitely going to get back to y'all. I'm going to look up how many people actually, like, supported or were even interested in Nike or Adidas or Reebok or any of that shit when it first started. They probably didn't have hundreds and thousands of fucking followers and people buying their shit. They might only had their friends. But look what it turned into. Look what it turned into.
This is a worldwide brand.
Like, we probably won't ever get a Nike's and Adidas collab, but that's okay, because you could still buy both of them. You could do what you please with your money. So, like, there's no reason why you can't buy a Hator shirt and a I'm Living B shirt. You can go get a I'm Living B t-shirt and some Hator sweatpants. Like, you ain't gotta, okay, people be saying don't mix match your name brands and shit, but we grown. If I wanna wear my Nike sweatsuit with my Yeezys, I'm gonna fucking do it.
Fuck that, and I'm gonna talk about you.
I'm gonna fucking do it.
I see motherfuckers do it.
I do that shit all the time. I swear to God, I will go put on some Nike sweat. I will go put on some Nike Leggings and go put on my Yeezys in a heartbeat.
The only thing I really collab is Nike and Jordan. That's the only thing I
Why does that get a pass?
Because it's fucking Jordan is somewhat Nike.
Okay,
So that get a pass.
So you mean to tell me you've never wore Nike with Adidas?
No.
If you say you lying, I'm gonna smack the shit out of you.
I never had.
Get the fuck out of here.
How many Adidas sweatsuits I got? I'm never wearing my Yeezys with a fucking Nike outfit.
Let me tell you something. I will go put on some Nike leggings, go throw on my Yeezys, and be about my day.
If I put my Yeezys on, I'm putting some Adidas pants on, preferably an Adidas shirt and an Adidas hat. I like the match. I got a problem. Blame my mom. I like the fucking match.
Tawanda?
Yeah, blame her.
Tawanda, look what you done did. I'm name dropping. Nah, but...
Sorry, she old head.
Seriously, I just feel like it's your money. You can do what you want, what you so please. Like, it don't even matter.
End of the day, man, sky's the limit. We should all be able to eat together. You know, hope them brothers work that shit out, man. It's already enough bullshit in Buffalo. Hope they work that shit out, man. We get it together as a city because we have to do better.
In a community, that's a fact.
Have to. It's only right.
Well, this was just a little social media buzz that, you know, stuck out to us and wanted to bring to your attention. You know where to follow us on Facebook, Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play. Android users, we are finally on Google Play. You know,
shout outs, man. Shout out to my man Ayo Wing Kings. Man is doing big things.
Aaron,
man,
we love you.
That's my guy right there. Shout out to him. Shout out Gwagi. Shout out my man Stover Podcast too, man. He on the up and up. I told you we not no haters, man. I don't know the name of it, so I'm not gonna say it. But when I get it, I'm gonna put y'all on. My man doing big things, man.
Petty Buffalo Thoughts Podcast, Porch Talk. Shout out to them. As far as, I mean, we were talking about clothing, and I mentioned these people earlier. Check out Brianna Leonard for Ambitious Behavior. Boo Boo, that's not his real name, but that's what I know him as. And I'm going to call him that to the day he died. No Role Models, Jabron, Flea Clothing, Juju, Justin for Poem, Jordan Harris for 3LR. It's Matt. You spend your money wherever you want. It's your money. You work hard for it. Do what you want with it.
Your Vision, Wise Choice, mm-hmm. Exquisite Designs. Everybody, man. We show love to everybody, man. As a city, we can only eat all together. So let's do great and let's do big things.
All right, y'all. It was fun. We out.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.